Imagine your life is like a big, mysterious puzzle, and sometimes it feels like some pieces are missing or broken. Ever wondered if there's a hidden plan to fix those missing parts and make the puzzle whole again? Well, get ready for a thought-provoking journey, because we're about to dive into a captivating idea, the idea that the broken bits in your life can be put back together. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. It's like discovering a treasure map that leads to the restoration of all those moments that seemed a little lost. So, grab your curiosity and let's explore the possibility that there might be a grand plan to turn your story into something truly extraordinary. Do you know in the big story of life, where things can feel like a bit of a mystery, we often stumble upon times that seem like our years have been tossed away like forgotten puzzle pieces. But what if, in this grand tale, there's a hidden promise waiting to unfold, bringing back all those moments we thought were lost? Picture this, a mysterious adventure where uncertainty hangs in the air like a secret waiting to be discovered. Imagine standing at the edge of a journey where the twists and turns might just lead to a surprising comeback. What if the story of your life takes a turn towards a restoration that goes beyond what you can imagine? Grab your curiosity and join us as we step into the suspenseful unknown, where hope and faith collide, and your life story might just take a thrilling twist toward a restoration you never saw coming. Imagine life as a big clock with different parts moving at their own pace. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 that there's a perfect time for everything, like a well-choreographed dance. Sometimes, when things seem like they're not falling into place, it's because there's a specific moment planned by someone who knows the whole dance routine, God. Think about it like this. A gardener doesn't plant seeds and expect flowers right away. There's a waiting period for the right season when the flowers bloom. Your life is a bit like that garden. The times that feel wasted might just be the waiting period before something beautiful happens. Remember the story of Joseph? Sold into slavery, imprisoned, and it seemed like his years were a mess. But in the right moment, God turned it around, and Joseph became a leader, saving many lives. So, if your life feels like it's in a waiting room, there might be a grand moment waiting to unfold. Trust the timing. It's in the hands of the master planner. Now, let's talk about love. Not just any love, but the kind that turns around even the messiest situations. In Romans 8 verse 28, it says that God works everything out for the good of those who love Him. It's like having a friend who can take even the broken pieces of a toy and turn it into something awesome. Think of a story where someone messed up a lot, like the prodigal son who spent all his money foolishly. When he came back, his dad didn't scold him. Instead, his dad welcomed him with open arms. That's what we call redeeming love, turning mistakes into something beautiful. So, if you feel like you've made a mess of things, remember that God's love is ready to turn your story around. Your past doesn't define you. It's just a part of a bigger, beautiful picture that God is painting with His redeeming love. Let's talk about grace. It's like getting a second chance when we mess up. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God tells us that His grace is like a superhero cape covering our weaknesses. Imagine you're playing a game, and you're not doing so well. Instead of giving up, someone hands you a magic item that makes you super strong. That's a bit like God's grace. It takes our weaknesses and makes us stronger. Take a look at Peter, one of Jesus' friends. He made a big mistake by denying he knew Jesus. But guess what? Jesus forgave him and gave him another chance. That's overflowing grace, getting more than we deserve. So, if you feel like you've messed up or aren't strong enough, remember that God's grace is like a superhero power ready to make you stronger and lift you up. It's a special gift that turns our weaknesses into strengths. Okay, let's chat about how we think, our mindset. In Romans 12 verse 2, it talks about not following what everyone else does but letting our minds get a fresh makeover. Imagine it like upgrading your video game character with cool new abilities. Think of it this way. Sometimes, our minds get stuck in thinking we can't do certain things or that we're not good enough. But God wants to give us a new way of thinking, like changing the game level. He wants to remind us that we are strong and capable. Remember the Israelites? They were stuck in a kind of can't-do-it mindset when they left Egypt. But as they journeyed, God helped them see things differently, turning them from thinking like slaves to realizing they could conquer challenges. So, if your mind feels a bit stuck, or you think you can't do something, know that God wants to upgrade your thinking. He's got a plan to turn your can't into I can with a renewed mindset. All right, let's talk about blessings, not just regular blessings, but the supersized kind. In Joel 2 verses 25 to 26, it says that God promises to give back even more than what's been taken from us. It's like having a cookie and someone says, here's not just one, but two or even more. Imagine you had a friend who borrowed your toy and accidentally broke it. Instead of just giving it back, they give you a brand new, even cooler one. That's a bit like what God promises with abundant blessings, not just enough, but extra special. Think about Job. He had a really tough time with lots of things taken away. But in the end, God gave him back way more than he lost. It's like getting a whole bunch of cookies instead of just one. So, if you felt like things have been taken away or you're missing out, remember that God's plan is not just to give back what's lost, but to surprise you with extra special blessings. Get ready for more cookies in your life. All right, let's wrap this up like a cozy blanket around a good story. Picture this. Your life, with all its twists and turns, is like a book written by the greatest author, God. Now, we've explored this idea that he's got this super cool plan to fix up, or restore, all the parts that seemed a bit broken or lost. Remember, your story is not stuck in the sad or confusing parts. It's like a puzzle, and God is the master puzzler, putting all the pieces together in a way that makes your life an amazing picture. Even when it seems like things are not going the way you want, God has this knack for turning them around in surprising ways. So, as you journey through life, keep this in your backpack of hope. God's promise is like a big hug, saying, I've got your back, and I'm making something beautiful out of every twist and turn. Embrace the adventure, trust the author, and get ready for a restoration that'll make your story shine brighter than you could ever imagine. Your life is a masterpiece in the making.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.